Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my don't let him out of the vault except for every 10 years friend, Frank. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be out here, out where they play, out where they walk, out where they run, out where they...
stand all day in the sun?
Yeah.
It's dark out right now.
Well,
for us, maybe not for the listeners.
Well, you could have let me out of the vault sooner, but no.
I know.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Frank.
Good.
I'm doing very well.
You're doing so good. You got to be there, don't you?
I got to be here.
You gotta
be here. Know why? Because he stinks, and I don't like him.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I got a Sam Adams Porch Rocker here.
Classic, a summer classic, I tell you.
Yeah, we got it when we were out by the aquarium or some shit.
That really has become like a summer staple on this show. I feel like, you know, every summer I look forward to the Porch Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
But I am today enjoying a Harpoon IPA.
Mm. Oh, sorry, I was taking a sip of this Porch Rocker. It's so good,
so good.
I can't.
So good. They have it in six packs longer this summer than they ever have before.
Maybe they've recognized that it's their best beer.
I think maybe there's more demand for it that they're selling it that way. And it makes me happy.
I'm gonna have to go get more because I'm out.
I have like maybe one or two left. I need to enjoy them and get one more, at least one more six pack while I can. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about mean people.
Mean people.
Mm.
You know, Frank.
Yeah.
Some people, they're mean. One of them tried to steal my puppies.
That's really mean.
Yeah.
That's very cruel.
It was. It's very cruel. One of them is a monkey's uncle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Does that make him a monkey?
And a monkey's uncle.
Oh.
Yeah, he's very weird.
Very weird.
You have no idea.
Is he also a lion's uncle?
He's a lion's uncle. He's really a lion's uncle.
Huh.
One of them hissed in my ear.
What? That's unthinkable.
Unthinkable. Which one is really the worst out of any of these from my descriptions?
The one that wanted to tear out the heart of an innocent 14-year-old girl, maybe?
Is that how young she is?
Snow White? Yeah.
She's 14.
I think in the original story, yeah.
Oh, she's definitely not 14 in that.
No.
In Disney's version, no.
Probably not.
No, because, you know, the prince and stuff. You
yeah.
know?
Well,
I don't think she's 14.
No.
The movie takes place over, like, a period of a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely, you know. Now, how does his song go? Do you remember? That's it. Because I had the Sleeping Beauty. I had Sleeping Beauty. Now that one's stuck in my head, but I had Sleeping Beauty.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. Tchaikovsky, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we dance through the recording.
So good.
Anyway.
Make it pink.
Make it blue.
Make it pink.
Cups. We're here to talk about favorite Disney villains.
Yeah.
Or just the Disney villains,
yeah.
I should say. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not ranking them. We're not doing a draft.
I think it would be
just...
important for us and for you because I need to teach you how to pick favorites.
Oh, no. Don't make me do it. Now.
It doesn't have to be your ultimate favorite, but just to how you feeling at the end of the episode after we talk about all of them.
Oh, great. After I've had the time to think about it.
Yes. Yep.
You are an evil. You're a Disney villain.
I know. This is like Disney. It is sadly kind of Disney villain level of evil, too, isn't it?
Just be like, really kind of is.
Pick a favorite.
It's literally, you must choose, Sheriff Woody. It's literally what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would probably go with Gaston.
Really?
As one that I've always enjoyed. Yeah, I've always enjoyed Gaston. But, you know, he's from my favorite Disney movie, so it's kind of easy to go with him.
And it's funny because Gaston, I know he's the villain, but he doesn't exude, like, evilness the way
not
that,
like a Maleficent or an Ursula,
right?
Like,
because he's just a dude.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were gonna say douche, and I was gonna agree, but dude, he is. They're both true.
Things. Yeah. But because of that, he doesn't like sit in like the pantheon of Disney villains.
No, he's not. He's not on the level of like any of like the witches or anything like that.
No, like or even he Cruella, doesn't have magic powers or you know anything like
he's
that.
He's just a mean man.
He's just a mean man. But I mean, like some of these villains are also just mean people, but they have other shticks, I guess.
Yeah.
Like Cruella de Vil is also just a mean person.
That's true.
But she's a cruel devil. That's her name. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like she's got a thing. Gaston is just a name.
Yeah.
Although in some ways he's like, if the Disney villains are a team, he's like the weird Batman of their team, because he's just a dude surrounded by all these people who have these magic powers or they're animals or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have a bow and arrow.
Right.
But I held my own against the beast.
I use antlers in all of my decorating. Great. I kill dogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, I kill everything. Yeah. Yeah, and he decorates with it, but she wears them.
Let me tell you, yes, right. That's right.
Yeah.
When I was a lad,
she has a great theme song,
though. I ate 4 dozen eggs.
Every morning to help you get large.
But now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs. So I'm roughly the size of a barge.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
How's your song go?
Cruella de Vil song. Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To look at her is to get a sudden chill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. I learned how to play that in high school, and it's still in my head.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's fun.
Well done.
Well, let's begin magic powers. Let's go backwards for a second. Let's talk about Jafar.
Jafar.
Yeah.
He's actually another really good one. Yeah.
Jafar, if he can't do it, great.
So good.
He's our man if he can't do it, great. Yeah. Jafar has got a lot going for him as a villain.
Yes.
He wants the kingdom, he wants the power, and he also wants an underage girl. You know, like Jafar, like in the realm of villainy, he's actually pretty terrible no matter which way you look at it.
Yeah, kind of from no matter what angle.
He's deceitful, he hurts animals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lets what's his name?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What's his name? Sabine? Is that his name? Is that the first thief?
I don't remember.
My name is a humble thief.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Know this. Yeah, Only one can enter here. I think it's Sabine. Okay. I can't remember. But, you know, he just lets that dude die. And then, you know, and he's, like, willing to do it again with Aladdin. You know, like, it's whatever means necessary. It's pretty bad. It is.
Pretty terrible.
He is pretty terrible.
I love that he is played by Jonathan Freeman in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Broadway, he was played by Jonathan Freeman.
Yes, I know.
I absolutely love that.
It's great. He's also got a great twirly mustache. Yes. Like he's got villain facial hair.
He is like pointy mustache to the max. Like what? Like just epitome of evil villain. I also love that if you Google Jafar on a little Google sidebar, it's got like a picture of him and it's got like a little summary of his Wikipedia really, really quick. And it is played by Jonathan Freeman. Parrot Iago. Like as if it were like, you know, like played by creator's spouse. Parrot.
Okay.
Okay.
Just so you know, well, you should check the other villains and see because, like, so there's, like, Flotsam and Jetsam. Like, Ursula has Flotsam and Jetsam.
Sure.
Let's see if they show up, like, eels.
So, like, does
Flotsam
Ursula have eels?
So let's check out Ursula.
Nope.
Nope. Has family.
No.
Nope.
Morgana. But that notable alias, Vanessa. But no. pets.
What do you think about Ursula?
I like her, too, actually. She's another good one.
Yeah.
You know, I think that all of these...
She's cruel for the sake of being cruel.
She is. She's a good villain. I think she's a good villain. I think that... when I say I like her, I don't mean like, she's an okay character.
Look,
we don't
like the villains, even though...
But I mean, she makes a good villain. I think all the ones that come from... All the villains that come from the Disney Renaissance movies, I'm going to like a little more because I like those movies a little more.
Sure.
And I've seen them more.
Sure.
Honestly.
That makes sense.
So... So Ursula is one that I think is pretty well done. What do you think?
I like it, but it's not. I don't love the Little Mermaid. Mm. It's been to be truth be told, it's been such a long time since I've seen it. The first movie I ever saw in the theaters. Mm-hmm. But it's been such a long time since I've seen it. I couldn't really tell you much about her except that she is killed by a giant ship at the end, which is pretty cool. But that's not really about her.
Right.
It's about Eric.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
John Hamm. Yeah.
John Hamm.
No, do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, from 30 Rock.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Actually, in high school, I was used as the likeness from Prince Eric in Little Mermaid.
So good.
Yeah, so Ursula doesn't do it, although she has a great song. Poor unfortunate souls
in pain, in need. Yeah, that's good.
I like great song. And actually, she doesn't live too far from where we are right now. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
The actress, or she—I don't know if she's still alive or not. But what's her name? Pat Carroll? Is that her name?
I'm not sure. Let's see. She was played by Pat Carroll, but she wasn't. Ooh, that's interesting. Okay, yes, she did play Pat. She did play Pat Carroll. She did play her. And is she still alive? It looks like, yes, she is 90 years old and still alive.
Good for her.
Wow.
Yeah, she actually doesn't live too far from here.
Huh, that's funny.
Well, one of them doesn't. I didn't know that there was a singing voice, and not, although she died when she was 74.
No, that's a different.
In 2016.
That's a different actress. So I was trying to see why there are two actresses.
Oh, so Pat Carroll. Okay.
Pat Carroll is still living at 90.
Okay. It must have been for the Little Mermaid sequel.
Yeah, it must be, or for the TV show or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's Mickey's House of Villains and stuff like that. So.
Interesting.
What?
So you,
is your favorite color?
Yellow.
No, blue. No, yellow. What were we going to say?
I was going to say, when you think about Disney villains, does one from like the older movies, like.
Yep. Yep.
Come to mind?
Yep.
What? Who?
Maleficent. Every time.
Good.
She's my favorite.
She's your favorite. All time
Disney favorite.
Wow.
Maleficent. For a couple of reasons. One, I think she is truly evil.
Yes.
She is literally shows up to be like, I'm going to kill this baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awful. Like, not like, I'm just creeping you out or whatever. Like, I'm going to kill a child.
At least the queen from Snow White waited until, like, wait a minute, you're prettier than me? Never mind, you're going down. But, like, this is a baby. You're dying.
Right, exactly. She's no good, and she's got a great design. She, like...
That's very true.
Like, beautifully rendered. Ah, she's great. Her name is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got...
Very on the
she
nose.
She turns into a dragon.
Right,
know?
That is pretty cool. That's
she's
true.
Got a pet raven / crow. Not sure which one it is.
Sure.
She's got those weird warthog pig guard things that remind me of the guards from Return of the... Jabba's guards from Return of the Jedi.
Gamorrean guards.
Yep. Like she's,
yeah, that's true.
She's,
they are very much like that.
Yeah,
they?
She's got so much going for her. She's my favorite. Sleeping Beauty is also one of my favorite Disney films, and
very
so
good
I think
film.
That I think that. So I think that goes a bit of a ways. But she used to legitimately scare me when I was a kid. Like the castle and everything, she was actually scary.
She is scary looking. She is scary, yeah. And you know, I'm sad that her page here doesn't say, you know, Raven.
The Raven. Raven. Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh well,
but that's okay.
And you were a big fan of the Angelina Jolie.
I was not. Don't put thoughts into my mouth.
You liked the movie, didn't you?
No. I think it looked good.
Oh.
And I think the scene in that she shows up to be like, ha, 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 I'm going to kill this baby, is really well done.
Okay.
But the rest of the movie kind of turns her into the sympathetic character.
Oh.
And it just doesn't the point. Her name is Maleficent.
They pulled a Wicked.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
They pulled a Wicked. And, like, I get what they were trying to go for, but I think they ruined what is actually a great villain by going in this direction, because it would even be okay if she was sympathetic and then turned evil,
mm-hmm.
but the scene after she's like, I'm going to kill this baby, she's crying about it. Like,
oh,
I
wow.
regret my decision.
Oh.
Like, it's just no good. What
That's
are you doing?
Bad.
Follow through. Follow
Come
through.
On. Yeah.
You know, at least Wicked, she's like, she's the witch by
yeah,
the
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, she is going to kill the child. Like, she is going to kill Dorothy. So,
right.
So no, I wasn't a huge fan of the film.
Mm.
I think it looked okay. Like,
yeah.
It looked good, but that story was not what I wanted.
Interesting.
To be.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad. So I never saw that film. But Yeah, Maleficent. I've always liked Maleficent, but I think because when I was a kid, I was scared by her. I tried not to watch Sleeping Beauty too much.
Oh, sure.
As a kid, I really owe it to myself to watch it more as an adult. It again as an adult. Yeah, I remember being a very pretty movie.
I don't know his name, but the artist they brought Walt in
Disney.
They brought in a special artist for Sleeping Beauty. And he was very famous at the time. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but there's a reason that, so like if you watch Sleeping Beauty and you watch movies around it, you're like, wow, Sleeping Beauty is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like the way, like the use of colors and shadows and all that is different than the regular house Disney style.
I see.
And that's because they brought in this special artist to do all these backgrounds and whatever else. I can't remember who it was though. But I think that's why it stands out in your mind as, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
This is amazing. It is amazing.
Amazing, darling.
Yes, indeed, darling. So going back to the modern day.
Modern day.
We talked about Maleficent, like she's gonna kill a baby. But we have Scar, who killed his brother, who's also going to kill a child.
That is true.
So, who's actually worse?
Maleficent because she's a person?
Maleficent because she's a person? Sure. Okay. It's a weird line to divide from, because Scar is definitely sentient. Like, they're human for all intents and purposes. They're human thinking for all intents and purposes.
I suppose they are.
Yeah. But Scar's pretty...
Pretty
Scar's
bad.
Pretty bad.
He's pretty bad. I mean, he's really bad.
I'm going to kill my nephew and my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm probably... Look, so this is something that you don't think about when you're a kid, but Mufasa is the only male in that pride.
Oh, I see where you're going.
So when he dies, Scar then... just the two of them. So then Scar is then the only male in the pride.
Huh.
And so there's some...
There's some mating going on.
Yeah. Just if you know anything about lions.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's even more like Hamlet than I'd realized.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Gertrude.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's
it
going? Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
You know, except it's Sarabi, but yeah.
It's fine.
But it's fine. It's fine. So that's pretty bad.
That's really bad. Yeah.
Going along the same lines of killer of children, or at least attempted killer of children.
Sure.
Is Captain Hook.
Hooray for Captain Hook.
Do you like Captain Hook?
I do like Captain Hook. I like Peter Pan quite a bit.
Me too.
The Disney Peter Pan is my favorite iteration of Peter Pan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it?
It's the one I'm most familiar with.
Makes sense.
First one I saw.
Makes sense.
It was my introduction into the whole lore of Peter Pan.
Gotcha.
At one point, my sister and I became quite obsessed with Peter Pan. One of those things when you're a kid and you watch the movie every day.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But except we were those kids who watched the movie and then said, great, now let's put on the DVD bonus features every day. So we like watched the documentary that they put on the DVD bonus features.
See, I grew up
watching, right after the movie.
I grew up watching Peter Pan in an era of VHS, so
right.
there was no.
Right.
But we used to watch it all the time. My mom used to buy us construction paper and make Peter Pan hats for us,
and we
used to have little sword fights out of aluminum foil swords.
That's so cute.
Which is tough because aluminum foil flops.
Yeah, that's
so
hard.
There's not a lot of.
That's,
they
that's,
looked great.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure your hats look great, too.
Yeah, they did.
I did the
my
same thing.
My brother used to take his off at night, put it on the nightstand, and then put it back on as soon as he woke up in the morning.
Precious.
Same construction paper hat.
Precious.
Yep.
I would do that, not the going to bed at night thing, but I would make the little green hat for Robin Hood and be Robin Hood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Out of construction paper with a little... red construction paper feather.
Yeah.
Because
they wore the same hat.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. Just about.
Huh. I did that with Robin Hood. I loved Robin Hood. Loved Robin Hood.
Well, let's go to Captain Hook and then go to Robin.
Sure.
And
sure.
then go to so.
But yes, Captain Hook. Captain Hook is great. Captain Hook's a great Disney villain.
Do you think Captain Hook's anything without Smee?
Well, Smee definitely.
Smee. Wait, what? Smee. What about me?
I love Smee. I love the Disney Smee the most.
I love when he's trying to get the bottle of whatever it is, rum or wine or whatever, and it lands on his finger.
On his finger.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's so good. Like he's really good, like physical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a couple of the Seven Dwarfs put together.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
He's a little dopey. He's a little doc. Mm-hmm. He's a, you know, he's like, he's got a little bit of each of them.
It's true. I don't, the Captain Hook of Disney is not incredibly threatening, I don't think. Not in the, no. From my memory of him, it's a lot of buffooning about and like, yahoo!
Yeah, running away from the crocodile and all exactly. that. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So. Good memory. So he's not my favorite iteration of Captain Hook, but I love Captain Hook. He's one of my favorite characters of all time. Of all time.
Yo ho.
Yo ho.
Yo ho. Yo ho. Yo ho. Yo ho. So try the life of a thief.
I don't remember that.
Something about Captain Hook.
It almost sounds like, at that point, it almost sounds like we're off to see the wizard.
Yeah,
it try
does
the life
of
for a cook.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
Yeah. So let's go to Robin Hood.
Okay.
You said so. There's
we've got Prince John.
Prince John,
we've
sheriff.
Got Sir Hiss.
Sir Hiss, sheriff of Nottingham.
Sheriff of Nottingham. Yeah, there's a lot of villains in the movie, aren't there?
Yeah. Robin's got a lot of villains. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, Prince John, I mean, he's a villain, but he's
a buffoon.
He is the worst.
He's a buffoon. He's like not the brains of the operation. You know, he's.
I actually love how much of a buffoon he is,
yes.
considering like the history of Prince John
yeah.
and how terrible of a person he was and. An idiot and all these things, and the movie just ramps that up to 11.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah. He is pretty great, but Sir Hiss is probably like my favorite of the bad guys in the movie.
Stop hissing in my ear.
Stop hissing in my ear.
Yeah.
I love when he joins in with all the townsfolk singing the song about Prince John, and when Prince John is right behind him.
I don't remember that part at all.
Yeah, it's like him and the sheriff tells him like, "Oh, I caught them singing this song, and it went like this." Like the, and then Sir Hiss is like, "Oh, that's delightful," and starts to sing it, and then like the prince comes up behind him.
That's
like,
fantastic.
And then he tries to change the words to be like the fabulous, the wonderful. Yes.
So you like characters that backtrack on their stance on things.
I like people who can't make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like. Yeah. No, but I love Sir Hiss. Sheriff's fine. Sheriff's just mean, and Prince John is a buffoon, but at his core mean. But Sir Hiss is like not mean at his core. He's just a sycophant.
Yeah.
And he's just entertaining, but he's, you know, he does bad things.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess technically Smee does bad things too, you know.
True.
But he's
the buffoon in that situation, you know? He's not the one in charge.
Right. Yeah, that's true. People who are in charge of other people unfairly, the stepmother from Cinderella.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, oh, my husband's dead, and he loved you very much, and now you're going to be my servant.
It's pretty terrible. Forever. I think in the original Disney film, she's whatever.
Yeah.
I think that she is... played to perfection by Cate Blanchett in the live action remake.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's because I love Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, she is fantastic.
Yeah. But she's whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me.
Like
Lucifer.
Mm.
The cat, to
yes.
be fair, if no one
yes.
remembers what I'm talking
yes.
about.
I forgot about Lucifer.
Happy birthday.
Gus.
Yeah, Gus.
The stepmother, I always felt she has such a unique look out of all the Disney.
Her butt hair,
her face, her eyes, her very bright green eyes.
The eyes of a demon.
Piercing. Yeah,
surely.
But like a very Victorian looking mm-hmm. woman, you know. And she definitely stands. Like there's no other character who looks like her.
You can't unsee the butt hair now that I've said it,
can
you?
It is true. Although, as I'm saying that there's no one else who looks like her, there is literally a photo here that says Disney got doppelgangers and has Maleficent and the stepmother.
She actually looks like an older Maleficent.
She
yeah.
does look like an older, less green Maleficent.
Yeah, I mean, the eyebrow arc is a little different. Her chin's not as pointy. Her face is a little fuller. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But they
yeah. But, I mean, there are only so many hair types, you know.
Right.
Hair types. Face types.
And Maleficent's top of her head, you know, when you like look at the horns and everything, it's kind of butt shaped. So
it's a little butt shaped,
little booty esque, a little bit. So, yeah, Interesting. Very, very interesting. I think the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland doesn't get a lot of
off
mention.
With her head.
Oh, yeah. She's a pretty entertaining.
She's weird looking.
She's weird. I mean, I guess she's a villain.
She looks like a dude.
But she always does.
Yeah.
She
looks like Harvey Bullock in a dress.
Yes, Harvey Bullock.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, no, you're not wrong. But she looks like Fred Flintstone in a dress.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
She is more comic relief.
Yes.
Than a villain, really, you know?
Yeah, technically, she is the villain of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
But you're not really.
But in that movie.
Alice in Wonderland is like a series of vignettes.
It is.
You know, leading to the queen. So you don't really feel her presence. Mostly, you don't feel her presence throughout the film.
Yeah.
So she's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, she's whatever. How about a new Disney villain?
A newer one?
In the last couple of years.
Well, what were your thoughts?
Well, I'm talking like the era of Elsa. Frozen.
Frozen.
And Tangled and...
Well, Tangled.
Yep.
Mother Gothel.
Mother knows best. Listen to your mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, Donna Murphy is...
She's great.
Fantastic.
She's great. Yeah, and we've said since this movie came out that our friend Allison could play that part.
That
is
so true.
Isn't that? She'd be so good.
It's so true. She'd be so good at it.
She looks like her. Yeah.
Knows best. I wish she'd listened to her mother before she, you know, was working on the fusion thing with Otto Octavius, but...
I got it.
Spider-Man 2 joke.
Feed her poetry. Yeah.
Poetry.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. I never connected that was the same person.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Until this very moment. Thank you for pointing that
you're
out to me.
Very, very welcome.
It makes me so happy.
You're so welcome.
Makes me so happy. So happy indeed.
So happy. Let's see. Who else? We had to talk about Hunchback, right?
Judge Claude Frollo. Yeah, that was pretty good, right?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I love Judge Claude Frollo. He is truly awful.
Yes.
And weird and creepy. He's a real world Disney villain.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him stand like above anyone else. Because I mean, like, Jafar's, he's kind of like Gaston in that way, where Gaston's kind of like a buffoon in his own way.
Yeah.
But he's like, I know people like you.
Yeah.
Or I know people like you exist. You know people like Frollo exist.
Totally.
Like, abusers of power and saying, like, perverted views of the world, and they say one thing and do another one, and like they have a facade and all that stuff. Like he's real.
Yeah.
That whole movie, real. If you take out the talking gargoyles,
yeah,
it's pretty real movie.
Yeah. Aside from the gargoyles, it's pretty real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which is fine. But yeah. I think it works. And plus, his song "Hellfire" so good,
very good.
But yeah, with like the demon robed, like it's not my fault. He adored. It's not to blame. He adored. Oh. It is the witch, the gypsy girl, the witch who set this flame in your door. Ah, great song.
Very good.
What I'm not crazy about.
Yeah.
I guess we could talk about both of them at the same time. So there's two Rescuers movies.
Yes.
There's Madame Medusa? Madame Medusa from the first one, and then there's the poacher from the second one.
Right.
Whose name I can't remember for the life of me. But he's played by George C. Scott.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I remember that. I like the poacher better because that guy's like kidnaps a kid. He's like, I want to get the eagle, so I want to steal a child.
Right, right.
Like that's awful. I mean, Madame Medusa is not great either because she also, she kind of reminds me of Miss Hannigan from Annie.
Oh, sure.
That's kind of the vibe I've always gotten off her. She's kind of gross, like she's. Crunches her the way like she crunches her face and like you know she has nice hair though. I'll give her the hair.
I'm using my one lookup to find the George C. Scott character's name in Rescuers Down Under.
Thank you.
It's Percival McLeach.
Oh yeah, he's one of my faves. Look at that name. Percival McLeach. What a name that is. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I gotta watch it.
I gotta watch a lot of these movies. It's been a long time since I've seen many of them.
Yeah.
You know, one movie we both really, really love, I know, is The Sword and the Stone. And Madame Mim, speaking of madams.
Madame Mim used to creep the frick out of me.
She's creepy, but
still
she's, I find her kind of entertaining now.
Yes, as an adult, she's a little, she's kind
she's
of fun.
She's like a little frantic, a little crazy,
yeah.
And like,
she's
and
still
kind of fun.
She's kind of fun. She's still, she's unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that's
she's
what
a chaos agent.
Yes, and that, even as a kid, you recognize that and go, I don't know what to expect, and that's what scares me.
Right, right.
The Madame Mim.
Right.
Yeah.
Mim!
Mim!
Right, yeah.
What have you brought me, Merlin?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
She's so good.
I said no invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's she's great. What about not animated, what about stop motion? Well, Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand.
Yeah,
you
know,
better pay attention now.
It's funny
because I'm the boogeyman.
I don't usually think of Nightmare Before Christmas as sort of part of the
Disney pantheon
canon.
I agree.
You know? It's not. I guess it's not really part of the. I don't think it's considered one of the like canonical
Disney films.
Disney animated films, is it?
I don't think so. But it is a Disney film. So
it is a Disney film. It is a Disney film. But yeah, it's.
I don't think he fits. I mean, he doesn't really fit with the other ones. So
he's a little off the. Off
I
also the
don't really consider him the main villain because he doesn't really show up until the end.
Yeah,
it's like he's not a main player.
Right, right. I guess that can be said of a handful of the ones we've mentioned though tonight.
Like who else?
Well, I mean. Somebody like Sir Hiss is not like the main villain of.
No,
of,
that's true. But we did talk about Prince John. Queen of Hearts doesn't show up to the end.
Right, Queen of Hearts is another.
Yeah,
one,
but
yeah.
The rest of. But besides that, the rest of them.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of them are there.
I wouldn't count any like Pixar in here. Like for
no,
instance,
no, no.
Like,
Pixar is its own.
It's its own category.
Animal. Yeah. What about Shere Khan?
I'm not crazy about the Jungle Book.
Yeah. Because there's Ka too. You know.
Yeah. Who's
not Stay With Me. That's from. Mary Poppins. What's the look into my eyes? Oh shoot! What's that? How's that song?
I
can't remember.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh yeah, I like.
It never did much for me.
No, I like Shere Khan a lot. Actually, I think that's another villain that was pretty scary. Because big cats can be pretty. You know, cats themselves can be pretty unpredictable.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that plays a part. That plays a part in it. Idris Elba did a good job in the remake, too.
I never saw that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I never cared for the original, so I didn't,
Watch it for the, I think you stick it on just for the technical aspect of it. Even if you just watch a couple scenes and go, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is kind of important. What about somebody who's kind of, again, back in the real world, what about Governor Ratcliffe?
Ratcliffe.
Yeah, or Ratigan, for that matter.
Oh,
yeah.
Ratigan, yes. Ratcliffe's pretty good.
Yeah.
David Ogden Stiers, like.
Is it Stiers or Steers?
I always said Steers, and then I heard him say it, and it's Stiers.
Oh.
Which blew my mind.
Whoa.
Shattered my world.
Yeah.
But it looks like Steers. David Ogden Stiers.
Gold.
Which is.
Gold.
Yeah.
Gold for the taking the time.
He's so good, and it's so weird that Cogsworth can also be a villain, you know?
Yeah.
It's
The voice of Cogsworth can be a villain.
And he's not doing a... actual Cogsworth. And a clock actually wanted to dig for gold.
That's a twit. That's
in North America. It was so weird.
Yeah.
The fact that he can do that only 5 or 6 years after.
Sure.
You know? And not... He doesn't do other voices. He just basically does one voice.
Yeah.
And it totally works.
It works. He's so good.
Totally works. He's so good.
Again, this is a villain that you watch and you go, yeah, you're a real person.
Yeah, exactly. He's like a Frollo where you're sort
of
like,
exactly. I'm uncomfortable with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, you're not, see, like, I love Maleficent because you watch and you're like, you don't exist.
Right.
You know, like,
I
can enjoy a person like you.
Sure.
You can watch Ratcliffe and be like, whew, I know people like you, you know, or I know of people like you. And that's much less fun to sympathize with or watch.
Exactly, and it makes you feel creepier.
Yeah.
You know?
What about Yzma from The Emperor's New Groove?
Yzma! Oh, my God.
Yzma, you're going to kill Kuzco. Kill Kuzco. You got to kill Kuzco.
The poison with which to kill Kuzco.
Kill Kuzco.
Kuzco's poison.
Yeah, that's...
That poison. Yes, that
poison.
She's fantastic. I love that movie so much.
Played to perfection by Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt in her, you know, Yeah. Second to Catwoman, like her greatest role.
I agree. No, I think it's better than Catwoman.
Better than Catwoman?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, because she's not my favorite Catwoman. So yeah. I'm going to say that's better than Catwoman.
Lee Merriweather is my favorite Catwoman.
Out of 66, yeah. I'll give it to Lee Merriweather. Probably because I watched the movie more than anything else.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. Also kind of heresy, I think, but that's okay.
No disrespect to Julie Newmar.
Who I met. She's lovely.
I know.
She's lovely. But I just watched the movie more. So Lee Merriweather is what
me
I think
too.
Of.
Me too. Great. Glad we settled that. But Yzma was fantastic. She's one of my favorite villains, actually.
What about we actually didn't talk about this, which is sad, because it's the first Disney villain, but what about the Queen from Snow White?
She is quintessential Disney villain. You know, like as it turned out in the you look at the pantheon of Disney villains, and like she is like, and she still is like, whenever you see sort of merchandise that's like a bunch of Disney villains, she's usually
she's
on
around,
there, you know. They still market the heck out of it and merchandise the heck out of it.
Right. The old hag disguise is real creepy still.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And just the fact that she was like, bring me her heart in this box.
In this box with the heart on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm subtle.
Yeah.
The heart of a pig.
Yeah. That's good.
His heart, Osborne.
We attack his heart.
His heart.
We steal his science award.
My science award. And, that's a great little like four panel comic right there.
Is, so and you, let's wrap this up with Pinocchio.
Mm. Oh, I love Pinocchio. Mm. I love Pinocchio. So Honest John or Monstro.
I think they're all pretty terrible, but I think whichever one, I don't know the movie that well, but whoever one turns them all donkeys, that guy's the worst.
So when they go to Pleasure Island, I mean, Honest John is actually a pretty good villain.
Monstro's not really a villain. He's just a whale.
He's a whale. But Honest John is a pretty good villain who I think gets overlooked. He's kind of the Artful Dodger.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? And I mean, even the name Honest John and Artful, you know, I love that kind of a character. I've always liked the con man. In like everything, that's why Catch Me If You Can is like I think a great movie just because like it's just 2 hours of con man.
Yep,
I love that so much. And so Honest John, I've always actually rather liked, you know, as much as you can like an evil wolf man,
an evil wolf man indeed,
who no one points out is like, hey, that guy looks like a wolf.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's a wolf, you know, and it's sort of
the kid's made of wood and nobody blinks.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Fine.
That's true. It's like, okay, this wooden kid's going to school. Got it. No problem.
Yep.
The fact that he's a wolf is so like such cool little sort of symbolism, even where it's sort of like, oh, like wolf in sheep's clothing, or like wolves are always like the tricky ones in fairy tales and things. So like Little Red Riding Hood type of thing. So yeah, I like Honest John quite a bit. I think it's a good one.
Okay.
Any honorable mentions before we wrap this up?
Yeah, there are a few. So,
I give you the floor.
Okay. So, one is Clayton from Tarzan.
Tarzan, yeah.
A guy that's also just kind of a real dude.
Gorillas!
Clayton. Chernabog.
Sure.
Which is not really a villain, but considering he's like this big giant demon from Fantasia, Night on Bald Mountain.
That's good.
He is part of the Disney villain pantheon. He's always included.
Yeah, which I find kind of strange, to
it's
be
probably
honest.
Probably because he's got a really cool design.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, unlimited cosmic power or whatever.
Right.
And Shen Yu, I think his name is, from Mulan.
From Mulan.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
He's creepy. He's also kind of feels like a real person, but in the invading Huns. But he's this big hulking guy with yellow like hawk eyes or whatever. Like, just a creepy character design. It's really good. And like massacre an entire village and like that movie's kind of real.
Didn't Pocahontas, Hunchback, and Mulan come out back to back to back?
Say those again.
Pocahontas.
Yep.
Hunchback, Mulan.
Mulan.
I think they
were 98. Hunchback was 97, or 97.
I think it was 97.
And then what was the other one? What was the other movie?
Pocahontas. I think it was 96.
96. Yeah, you're right.
So they all had the realistic villains. Those three in a row. Like that was clearly a thing they were
going
working
for a realistic
on, right?
Thing. Yeah.
It was like being a little more relatable and like less magical villains and more sort of
and
like
they totally and they don't stand out as the best of villains
but because
maybe they're so sadly earthly relatable but so they're really good in that way but you know, when you think of like Disney it's not not what I think of man that was, I'm sure we forgot a few but
oh we forgot many but we can always come back and do more
but I'm tired
I'm
you know?
Tired
yeah. All right, well, where can the people find us?
Well, if they were to type in Beer with Geeks into a computer, if you put an at in front of it, you'll find us on Twitter. If you put a Facebook.com in front of it, you'll find us on Facebook. And if you put an at gmail.com at the end of it, you can send us an email.
Whoa.
And just put a plain old.com at the end of it, and you can see our website. But if you go to patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio, you can get episodes of the show way in advance, like weeks and weeks in advance, almost like a month in advance even. And you can also get episodes of your new podcast, Tim, which is called Academy Rewind.
Academy Rewind is a podcast in which I and my co-host Palmer are looking back at the Academy Awards from years past. We're taking a look back right now at the Best Picture category, and we're determining whether the Best Picture winner was really the best winner. Maybe one of the other nominees should have been the winner.
Scandalous.
Huh. Is The Deer Hunter really about hunting deer?
Who can say?
Is Midnight Express about a train to Georgia? Who knows?
Only you and Palmer know, and we have to listen to find out.
Yeah, and anybody who have seen those movies.
Yeah. So I guess we could go to AcademyRewind.com if we want to get it like all the rest of the people, but we could also just go to ThoughtBubbleAudio.com or Patreon.com/ThoughtBubbleAudio and you know, get it early.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you know another thing you could do is you could go into iTunes right now, and you could type in Beer with Geeks, and you would find our page, actually, and you could leave us a review, 4 or 5 stars, would actually do us a huge, huge favor, and that costs you nothing. You could say something like, Tim is as handsome as Gaston.
Oh, I wish.
And leave us a review.
I am as big as a barge, but not because of eggs.
Hey.
Nah, just kidding, I'm all right. Yeah.
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Well, thank you for talking about Disney with me.
Thank you for being here while I talked about it so I wouldn't have to do it by myself.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. So until next time,
cheers.